All right, welcome to another episode of the Success by Design podcast. As always, I'm your host, Tim Madden, where we talk about, hey, how can we be successful in not only our career, but our life? And man, I have a great topic for you today. Hey, but before we get started, as always, hey, if you need help in your career, do me a favor, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. It is January 15th. Ladies and gentlemen, we've already had 20 offers come in for those in our career acceleration program. Pretty wild. Hey, companies are hiring in corporate America 2025. The tech sector is coming back. Unemployment rates continue to go down. Last I checked, they were 4.1%. And the number of jobs that are being created, it's pretty ridiculous. Hey, if you didn't know this, 256,000 last month above what was projected. So now is like the best time to get a head start on your job search for 2025. So if you need help in your career search, right, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Also, hey, we are starting the Publish Authors program. We talked about it on a couple podcasts ago. It's going to be the first day is February 6th, I think. A couple people emailed me. I forgot to get back with you. That is my apologies. Do me a favor. My email just gets crushed every day. So I think there's two people I missed. Do me a favor. If you would like to hear about our Publish Authors program, right, there's nothing more credible than writing a book. Right? Especially if you're in your career search, you want some consulting, you want to be a board member, you can email me at tim@execupgrades.com. Got a flyer for you. It's going to be done on Friday. It's got all the details, cost, everything. So you want information on that, send me an email at tim@execupgrades.com. Let's get started, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, today we're talking about goals. We're talking about, hey, it's the 15th. We had National Quitters Day last Friday, where most people who made goals and resolutions this year have already given up. Man, what a shame. What a shame. What a shame. But I know that's not you if you're watching this. Hey, so today's topic, stay strong, stay consistent, winning Q1 in business and in life. Hey, this sets the tone. Right now, what you're doing now, the goals you wrote down, the resolutions you wrote down, the new job and money you want this year, how much money you're going to save, the vacations you're going to, all of that, right? If you start small, okay, do you think you're going to go big? Probably not. Okay, so January sets the tone for the rest of the year. If you can't keep clarity, daily consistency on your goals and moving forward in the first 2 weeks of January, what are the chances we're going to do it all year? It's impossible, right? So how do we get better at this? Why do you want these goals in the first place? That's what we went over, you know, first podcast of the year, talking about goal setting, right? What is the purpose? Why do you want a new job? Why do you want more money, right? Why do you want to save money? Why do you want to get in better shape? Why do you want to eat right? Why, right? Me and Derek on our enrollment team, we always say, hey, why do anything? Because it has to have a purpose. So I urge you, if you're falling off track of writing that book, or you started a career search and you kind of fell off, or you kind of meant to eat right and then you kind of fell off, hey, you need to remind yourself daily of this purpose, okay? You need to remind yourself daily. And you need to have specific, measurable goals. You know, it's next week, I think we're going to be talking about mastering your first 100 days. We talk about the number one issue people have is they're not on the same page with exactly what they're responsible for as they onboard. If you don't have clear, specific targets of where you're going, how you're going to get there, the daily things I need to do every single day, do you think you're going to hit them? Probably not. Probably not. Exactly, Mia. Go big or go home. And Chris said, go consistently and don't ever go home. Yeah, that's a good one, Chris. Hey, that's a term I love too. I heard a couple years ago from, you know, a guy I follow online, Nick Bear, phenomenal guy, built an amazing company and culture. He says consistently consistent. He says, man, that's what I try to do every day, right? Try to be consistently consistent. Because as I've shared with you most of my life with inconsistently consistent, right? So hey, small actions lead to big results. Why do people think that these small things that sometimes take 10, 15 minutes or 30 minutes, they take for granted how big of an impact small things have on their life? Getting an extra walk in, writing a page of a book, preparing for an interview. Everyone always overestimates, right, putting in the training time, regardless of what it is. But hey, as you become better at goal setting and achieving your goals, I assure you, those small, consistent actions lead to considerable results over time. So, man, I was just looking. I am not a financial advisor. This is not investing advice, right? Since I got that out of the way. Man, I saw if you put $10,000 in 1990, okay, into the S&P 500, man, I think it was something like it'd be worth $500,000 or something. But most people, we live in a world of Amazon Prime. Oh man, it takes 2 days to get here. Is there something that I can get tomorrow? That's not the way life works. That's not the way to get an executive job. That's not the way to be a better leader. It's kind of funny. I was talking with John Maxwell, you know, early in December, and he said that people come to his organization saying, hey, you know, John, we just need a crash course in leadership. Do you have anything for a day or two for my executive team to turn things around? Hey, but what do we know? Leaders don't develop in a day, right? Leaders develop daily. I wish there was a crash course. I wish there was a blue pill, a red pill that you could take and learn everything that you need. That is not the way life works, ladies and gentlemen. So where you are right now, your reality is simply a reflection of the decisions you've made and continue to make every single day. So if you want to change your environment, you have to change the things that you're doing. And it's typically uncomfortable. You typically don't want to do them. But just remember, those are the things that moves the needle. Okay? Now, we want to talk about business and in life. Business. What are some quick wins you can have inside your organization? You've mapped out the strategy this year, right? I want to win in business. I want to win in multiple aspects of my career, with my family, with my fitness. I want to win in all areas. So when I talk about business, hey, I've already mapped out this year of things I want to do, right? And what it's going to take to get there. So recently I've been focused on some revenue generating activities, right? Here at ECU, our big move this year, just so you know, is to get into government contracts. Get into government contracts. We want to, you know, supplement some staffing for executives for the government. They have leadership and development programs they need. They need HR consulting, separation services. So those are on my targets. We're actually partnered with someone right now where we're learning what we need to do that. So that's one thing I'm focused on. How can you add value to your business unit right now? Is it increasing more processes? Is it focusing on employee development, right? So what's a quick win that you can have with your team or your business unit in Q1? Think about it, map it out. Does the team know about it? Is the team in alignment with how they're going to contribute? We went over that at ECU recently, right? Our first incentive trip. If you don't know, hey, we're going to be traveling to beautiful Dallas, Texas near the end of March because we are still, for the second year in a row, one of the fastest veteran-owned organizations, right? So we're taking a couple of the team members out to Dallas with us to represent ECU. But do you know, hey, I'm sure you've set team goals. Hopefully you have with your, because this isn't just about, you know, you as a person. This is about your team as well. Hey, that's something we're doing here at ECU. We're going over the team goals, the company goals, right? How we're going to hit it this year. And we revisit it every single day to make sure we're on track. And you have to do the same thing with your life. You have to be strategic with the steps you're taking every single day. Otherwise, you will not reach your goals. So we need to start each day with purpose, as I said before. Each day with purpose. Why do you want to do the things that you wrote down at the beginning of the year? Why do you want to write a book? Why do you want better relationships? What is it for you, right? Why do you want those things? Because if you don't have a strong purpose, I assure you, you're not going to get it done. That's why we have to remind ourselves every single day of these purposes. That's what I do, right? My main goal this year, if I haven't shared it or if you haven't heard this, my main goal for 2025 is to continually look and think about my goals. Because I know if they're top of mind, I know I'm going to make sure I take the daily action. But what happens? I get it. Some of you have fallen off a little bit. It's time to get back on track. Okay? You're going to fall off when we don't prioritize it every single day. When you stop doing that, it's immediately going to leave you, which is why it's important to think about that purpose every single day. So, what's been holding you back? Did you fall off? Did you forget about your purpose? Did you run into a little resistance? Were you trying to work out, but then your spouse was just so sick for a week, you had to take care of them, you didn't have the time, etc.? What is it for you? And what do you need to do to get back on track? Now we've talked about having accountability partners, right? That's why I have like 10 coaches, right? I need held accountable because I have so many things pulling me in different directions, right? I got the team saying, hey, we need these documents. I have different people saying, hey, we need this. I have my fitness coach saying, hey, Tim, don't forget about your workout. I have our financial planner saying, hey, did you deposit this money to this investment, right? Man, I need these people. How are you going to remember every single thing without these accountability partners? It's literally impossible. Get accountability partners. Now, measuring progress. We're 2 weeks in. That's what I was just talking. Hey, I was just talking about my goals too, right? With one of my good friends. And I said, hey, this year already, I've ran 25 miles. Give it up, 25 miles, right? I've got 8 weightlifting sessions in. Yeah. Hey, I have hit every day. I've hit my supplements, my herbs, everything I'm taking to keep me healthy. Huge win. So I monitor my progress. Because if you do something for one day, you're not going to notice anything, right? Hey, you do it for a week, you do it for 2 weeks, you do it for a month, you do it for 90 days. I assure you, whatever goal you stick with and you put daily attention at every single day for 90 days, you are going to make significant progress. Here's what I also know. In a week, you're hardly going to make any progress. So I ask you today, what are your top 3 goals for Q1? And how can we make sure, what's the purpose behind them? And how can we make sure we look at them every single day? Hey, maybe you need them on your door, right? Just print it out, laminated. Maybe you need it on multiple doors, right? We need it on our bathroom, our bedroom door, right? At our office door. Because I know the more you look at your goals, if they are important to you, you will work towards them every single day. Commit to one daily habit that supports your goals. Could be getting up early because no one bothers you in the morning. Everyone's going to bother you at 5 p.m. And hey, who's your accountability partner in one of your goals? So I want to recap this, right? Because so many people have fallen off. 90% of people. I don't want that to be you if you're watching this podcast. If you want to have success in your life, you need goals all the time. You need daily action towards them all the time. You need purpose all the time because motivation is going to leave you, so you have to have the discipline. That's why the purpose has to be so strong. So what are your top 3 goals for Q1? What is one habit you can implement to support these goals? I recommend, hey, just waking up, start 20 minutes early, okay? Right, and start, you know, a good one for a new habit is, hey, wake up 10 minutes early. Let's start small. And just the first thing you do is write your goals down. And hey, get an accountability partner. So, hey, success in Q1 isn't just about how you start. It's about how you stay consistent. Keep moving forward and you'll build a foundation winning this year. But I assure you, if you've quit, right, and you don't have the time, expect exactly 2024 to repeat itself. If you're happy with that, that's okay. That's your life. I am not. I don't know about you, but I'm trying to get better every year, right? I'm trying to get more fit. I'm trying to get, you know, I'm already, you know, I can tell my face, right? Over the past 2 years, I've been on a fitness journey, right? I got some marathons and some different things I want to do. But this year, hey, I want to get in better shape for myself, for my own self-confidence, for my family, to be a role model for others, right? I want to invest 365 hours into professional development, an hour a day on leadership, communication, and different things. Man, I want to be better. Do you want to be better? It's not going to magically happen, right? People don't come and knock on your door and say, Tim, today's the day. We're going to give you the life you want. I wish that's how it was. It's not. You have to work hard for stuff. But here's the good news. If you work hard, people can't take it away from you. If stuff's given to you, it will likely leave you. So put in the work in 2025 so you can go and get the job and the money and, more importantly, the life you know you deserve, right? Each year, I always think about, man, what's my potential? Our potential is so much higher than we're operating at right now. And it only takes a couple shifts in, you know, the purpose, the belief, and proper time management to significantly impact your life this year. Good luck. Hey, until next week, I'll see you on the Success by Design podcast. Next week, we talk about mastering your first 100 days, the mistakes after I've helped so many executives with this. We're going over the top 3 mistakes executives make and how to, not let that happen to you. Until next week, have a good day, everyone.